don't know if you can hear that, but there's a train above us just going past. Didn't realize we were so close to the bridge. We are joining you from Hub Berlin, which is basically a business festival for tech and digitization. And this is day two. We were here yesterday for half a day and we were pleasantly surprised. We didn't even know about this particular summit, festival, whatever you want to call it, but we both had a look at the speakers and what was going on and we thought, you know, it's probably a good investment of our time just to come and have a look and maybe we can record an episode. So here we are. So the topic we are going to explore today is...
how do we get from idea to creating something? And it doesn't just have to be, you know, we are at a tech festival. But even in our different roles and the life, you know, you got the idea, you would like to do something. So how do you get from there to actually doing something?
So today we had a chat with some startups, pre-seed, Series A, etc. A few companies are a little bit further on that have gone from zero to say 60, 70 employees. And it was interesting, there was a common thread or a common theme, and that was what they came up with, their first get as a novel product, then their service. Most of these companies had at least pivoted and changed their mind at least 2-3 times. And now they have something that's more viable. They've got more clarity around what they can do and how much value the new service or product has. And this is the thing. So there's lots of stories you hear about all these unicorns and someone comes up with an idea in their bedroom. And then 10 minutes later, they have this, you know, million or billion pound operation. But that's not always quite true. It may happen, but in our humble experience, that's quite rare. And quite often when we have these initial ideas, obviously we do get excitement and we should be passionate about our ideas and our creativity. And if we think we've come up with something innovative, and yeah, you kind of can't sit on your hands, you've got to work through it. But you shouldn't always rush to market with said idea. You know, it's good to refine it, chat to as many people as you can, but crucially start to test whether that product or service has a place in the market. Because quite often, and we've made this mistake before when we were in startup mode, sometimes you're too far ahead of your time and it's just not the right time to launch said product. And we've just been in the Middle East for 11 days, right, Mira?
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting that although it's changed and it's evolved and it's great to see what's been happening and there's lots of positives, there's still a few things in terms of leadership development, coaching, that kind of thing, where it just isn't really realistic or viable. The market's just not quite ready. They're not quite comfortable yet. And that could be the same with your product or your service or what you're trying to offer to the world.
And taking that into leadership, you know, you where you want to go with your career, it is very similar thing. You've got the idea, you want to do something, and you start and be open to the fact that it will change. And it's a good that it changes. The ideas, you know, and our creativity works in a way to push us on a journey, but where you will end up, you don't know. And so that's the beauty of the unknown. We all like to be certain about things. There is this idea that when we know what's going to happen, we will be able to prepare ourselves for it, but it also can be a trap and not seeing other opportunities. So having an idea and going with that, the idea will most probably change and be open to where it takes you. What's the learning from it? I remember even when we started with a podcast, the initial idea was we wanted to talk about creativity, and then it evolved. And as we evolved, as what we learned and how we bring things to you, in a way we bring things to you, has changed. Because we've learned, we evolved, we changed.
And that's the thing, if you're willing to still be excited and be passionate, and it's great to come up with new things, but what if that said idea just changes and evolves? And that's how it should be. You know, we kind of come up with an initial idea, and it then, you know, it's like a piece of clay that kind of has to be molded, or a stone that has to be chiseled away, and then you end up with something that you might not have imagined. And all of these companies, where they've done really well, and the ones that we've been speaking to, or for example, we were back and forth on messaging with a client this morning and sending her audio and reflecting, is that we quite often have an idea and we think that's it. But that can actually stifle the idea, that can actually limit the possibility of you preparing for opportunity, because you just don't know what's around the corner. And that shouldn't be a fearful negative or, you know, cause you anxiety. It's more of a, or at least it is for us, it's more of an exciting thing, because what if you get something better than what you bargained for? What if your initial product, your idea, has more legs and it just pivots to something that you wouldn't have even imagined and becomes something even better and more of service and more of value to the world?
And also, that also means that you don't have to wait until something is fully there in your mind in order to start doing it, because it is really the initial momentum that takes you on the journey that is important. And then listening to your intuition and listening to the people around you, that will give you some input, and then you change. I mean, I remember we were, where we initially wanted to go, and when people heard us working and heard what we are doing, they would come up with the ideas and say, you know, this is something that I really enjoyed, and this is where your full potential is. Why don't you do more of that? And that's how we, you know, sometimes things that you don't even see yourself because you're stuck in your own little world come up from you doing something, experimenting, engaging with people, and then listening to feedback, seeing results of what you've done, and then taking it from there. It's a journey.
And actually, working with one of the world's leading toy manufacturers and running a 6-month leadership development pilot for them has led to us actually rethinking some of our core values, our core capabilities, or solutions that we're offering as services. And we realized that there might actually be some other things we can do where we can be of further value that we didn't really see. We just didn't have enough clarity. Even though we were doing these things for the last couple of years, we didn't see that as something that was valuable or as an offer, but we were actually doing it. We were just blind to the value of that, even though that was part of the package. Mm. So it's really interesting that if you're willing to listen to other people, and it can be uncomfortable because sometimes the feedback might be, you know, you need to improve it or change, or that's not going to be your value or this and that. If you're willing to listen and be open to the possibility of that said idea changing and evolving over a set amount of time, then that will give you a lot more impact and results. And the products we've seen here and the services that are on offer, for example, in Berlin and Europe and some of these companies that we've been working with, they've all done similar things. Mm. They've been able to allow themselves to change and evolve over time rather than trying to stifle or control or say, hey, you know, where we see startups really failing is, that's my baby, no, I'm right, I'm going to be stubborn, I don't want to listen to anyone. And then sadly, they become the same as what Kodak did, for example. So I hope this has been a useful one. Thank you for listening as always. And let us know what you think of this one.
Bye.
Bye.